Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to mold you and make you to be the person you need to be in this generation, praise God. Amen. We praise God. We in the fall of the year, October 2022, the Lord being good to us, praise God. And amen. As we move on through the year, praise the Lord. Moving on through the month of October, praise God. Amen. Just starting the month of October, praise the Lord. But God is good, praise God. On this month, we're going to have a powerful message talking about the Holy Ghost, praise God. Teaching of the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message talking about the power of God with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. Those of you that's in the free world, tell your neighbor to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. The Lord bless Missionary Velvet and I with a powerful ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Now, praise God, like I said, this is October 2022. We are moving toward the end of the, hopefully the end of the coronavirus era, praise God. I heard on the news a few days ago that we should be coming out of it. Hopefully we will, praise the Lord. Then we'll be able to get back to doing what we were doing before the coronavirus broke out. Now, I know the monkeypox is out here, but amen, hopefully we'll be able to get back to the way we were before the coronavirus hit in March of 2020, praise the Lord. But right now, we're still on the radio, preaching the Word of God, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we're talking about the power of God, of the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost. God wants to put His Spirit in the bodies of the people. And in order for God to put the Spirit in the bodies of the people, the folks have to be clean. There's a difference in the Spirit of God coming upon people than the Spirit of God get in you. And I want to really stress it, because a lot of people be so pleased when the Spirit of God get on them. But it's nice for the Spirit of God to get on you, but you need to get it in you. In order for to get it in you, to live in you, then you must make preparation. Because you cannot put new wine in old bottles. The bottle has to be cleaned, purged, washed, sterilized in order to put new wine in the bottle for the wine to keep. The Holy Ghost goes in a clean vessel. Now, the power of God works when a person get converted, get forgiveness of sins, is done by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost causes a person to get converted, will forgive people of their sins. The Holy Ghost heals people of sickness and disease. Yes, it's done by the power of God. The Holy Ghost does that. The Holy Ghost is the one that drives that cancer out your body, caused that high blood pressure to come down, caused the low blood pressure to go up to normal, heal you of arthritis. I'm telling you, the power of God is the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus worked in the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And people need to understand, know that. It's a difference when the Holy Ghost come on you than when the Holy Ghost get in you. And I want to stress that. People get so satisfied because they can get in church and the power of God get on them and they do a little dance, do a little shout. They feel like they got it. But I got news to let you know. It's nice the power of God get on you. But if you want to make heaven your home, then you must get the power of the Spirit of God in you so that you can shout when you're by yourself. You can shout at home when you don't have no music. You can shout when things is not going your way. You can feel the power of God moving in your soul.
All right.
Amen. And people need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. Before we get into this powerful message, my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, she wants to sing a song of inspiration to encourage the ones that are listening to the broadcast. Missionary Velvet, the Lord gave you that wonderful song to be an inspiration to the people. Amen. Just share it here on the broadcast.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the one that to save us and deliver us from a world of sin. Now the Lord gave me this song because we're going to go through difficult times, but the song said, rise, rise above it. Rise, rise. Rise above it. You can do it. You can. You can. Rise above it. No matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it may seem, you can rise above it. You can. You can. You can. Rise above it. Because God is always there. Jesus will strengthen you. He is a present help in the times of trouble. So rise, rise above it. You can, you can, you can rise above it. Look to the hills from which coming your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He is your shepherd. You shall not want. He shall supply your every need. So rise, rise above it. You can, you can, you can do it. All you have to do is surrender all to the Lord. He has everything that you need. He has an answer for every situation and every problem. Call upon him and tell him about it, and he will hear you, and he will give you a solution. So rise, rise, rise above it. You can do it, you can, you can. And all of those who may be in that horrible pit, in that miry clay, Jesus, 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 he will set your foot on a rock. He will establish your going. Put a new song in your mouth. A song of praise. A song of victory. So you see, you can rise. You can rise above it. You can, you can, you can. You can do it. You can do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can rise above it.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for that wonderful song from Missionary Velvet. Amen. Saying how that you can rise above all your problems, all your situations. Jesus will put you above it so you can have victory over it. And the power of the Holy Ghost help you to have victory over the devil and place Satan where he belongs, that is under your feet. The power of the Holy Ghost. Being a child of God is a powerful life. You got power over sin, power over the devil, through the blood of Jesus, with the power of the Holy Ghost in you. Praise God. Acts 1 and 8. What did the Bible say in Acts 1 and 8, Missionary Velvet? Praise God.
It said, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth.
Yes, when the Holy Ghost come in us, he'll give you power to resist temptation, power over the devil. Place Satan where he belongs, that is under your feet. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. You can live holy because the Holy Ghost be in you, guiding you into all truth.
Amen.
Praise God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Right now, let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message.
Thank you, Jesus.
Talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. And that wonderful song of inspiration, Missionary Velvet's song, talking about rise above it. Praise God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Lord, give them power to rise above their situations. Rise above their problems. Rise above their, amen, sickness and disease. Lord, deliver them and set them free by the power of God. Let the power of the Holy Ghost go through these radio waves. Touch the people. Heal people of sickness and disease. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I want you to deliver people from alcohol, from drugs. Lord, deliver the people from the bondage of the enemy. Lord, set the people free. I bind that devil and loose the people in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Lord, I want you to save and sanctify. Fill people with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Lord, I want you to go into the jails and prisons. Lord, touch these prisoners. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Lord, bind these unclean spirits out here in the street, causing people to shoot people and end people's lives. Innocent bystanders being shot to death. But Lord, you can bind them devils. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said Jesus is the answer for the world today. He is the answer for everything that we need. No matter what it is, Jesus is the answer. You heard the song, you heard the message that Ella Holmes said, the power of the Holy Ghost. It is there for all of us. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan and a purpose for you. You believe that and you hold on to that because God has not forsaken you. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And also God can move and open doors for you too. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, but whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. So I encourage you, I implore you to give God a chance. You will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Sister Velvet and I to do ministry as soon as we get a green light, going back into the jails and prison, doing what the Lord called us to do. Until next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of the companion missionary Velvet, saying that
if Jesus will come for you today,
will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.